Well, good morning, everybody. God bless us all. Good to be with you this morning. Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers. We'll have our annual Father's Day blessing following communion at this Mass. It was interesting at St. Vincent this morning because the lawn was filled with people. At 8:28, it started to rain, and so it was a mad exodus to cars and things and to church. And I said, that's what happens when you pray for rain, I guess, is that the Lord gives it in His own time. But we're grateful to God for the rain, and we pray for much more of it. My dear friends, today we celebrate the 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and a beautiful day to remember God's blessings. I was thinking about our second reading today. I thought I might as well start with that one, because it always makes me think of this one time that I went and visited my brother and his kids over there at in Ohio, and Adam is now, he just made his first communion last weekend, and but at that time he was just kind of barely beginning to understand and listen to what was going on in the readings and such, and I mean just ever so much for a little kid. But I remember the look on his face, because I was sitting right next to him when this reading was read. Through Adam, sin entered the world, and through sin, death, and thus death came to all men. And Adam's going, that's my name, you know? That doesn't sound good. But anyways, St. Paul wrote this letter to the church in Rome almost 2,000 years ago. And he wrote this letter to the church there to talk about two things. He was saying, what did Adam bring, at least this part of the letter, what did Adam bring to us? And what did Jesus bring to us? Through Adam, all this bad stuff came. Original sin, darkness entered the world, all sorts of rather horrific things that we still prevail over today entered the world through the fall. But through Jesus, life and light entered the world, the life of grace. And I think that sometimes if you and I, if we're not careful, we can spend a little too much time focused on what Adam brought and the bad stuff instead of focusing on what Jesus brought. And Jesus still brings. One of the worst things that we can sometimes do is to put Jesus in the past tense. Jesus is not a figure of history. He is a figure of reality and the present moment. And history too. But he is a figure of our present situation. Jesus continues to bring life, light, and grace to all of our lives. And my friends, that especially here at Holy Mass, at the altar, Jesus brings these things to us. And did you hear what Tyler chanted? He chanted this 69th psalm for us today, and there's a line in there that I really enjoyed. Zeal for your house consumes me. And I just got to thinking, like, what consumes us? Like, if we did an honest, like, evaluation, a self-reflection, what consumes us? There's a lot of people these days who are consumed by hatred. We see them all over the news and the horrific things that they continue to do. All over the news. They're consumed by hatred. There's a lot of people who are consumed by money. And that seems to guide everything in their whole life. There's a lot of people who seem to just be consumed by all the news. Some people, yesterday Tyler and I were visiting several Homebound members. And we visited one and she was watching QVC. And I said, don't change the channel. Because that's probably the best thing on the TV these days, is this. And the reality is that some people watch news about COVID-19 5 hours a day. Or that's more information than anybody needs. And nobody knows what's going on anyway. So what's the purpose? You know, what consumes us? Are we consumed by all the stuff that Adam brought? Or are we consumed with the life and light and grace that Jesus brings, that He brought to us at Bethlehem, and that He purchased for us for eternal life on the cross, and that He gives to us at every Mass, and that He gives to us all the time, every day, but especially here in the sacraments? Like, that's what Jesus brings. And let's let that consume us. Even when it seems like the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket, we focus on what Jesus brings. And did you hear about Jeremiah in our first reading? Holy smokes, that guy, in his day, everybody was out to get him and everybody was out to destroy anybody who cared about the true God. And Jeremiah's, even his own friends start spitting on him and trying to trap him and throw him away into a ditch and all these sorts of things. And you know, even that's what our reading, chapter 20 today, Jeremiah is talking about, like, all these people are out to get me and they used to love me. And all of these people are trying to tear me down, but he goes, listen to what he says, yada, 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 this bad thing, this bad thing, this bad thing. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. My dear friends, like, that's the reality, is that God is with us. Jesus gave us a remedy for fear, and it's himself. So that we never got to be afraid. In our gospel, did you hear his first line? He's talking to all 12 of the apostles right before they are to go out into all the different nooks and crannies of the world. And he tells them, fear no one. Three words, that sentence that he starts with. Fear no one. That we Christians don't have to be afraid because you and I have Jesus with us. Jesus is the remedy for fear. And when we're with our Lord, holy Moses, we're in good shape. We don't have to worry. Now, that doesn't mean we just sit on our couches and watch the world unfold. No, we are supposed to be agents of the solution. We're supposed to be agents of the love that Jesus wants to give us. Agents of the light. Agents of the life of grace that you and I get to be a part of. And we, with Jesus, we don't have to worry. And we have a God that loves us so much. According to the scripture, Jesus says that we are worth more than a sparrow. And yet Jesus is concerned even with the lowliest sparrow. But are you not worth far more than these, says the Lord in the gospel. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. Now, for some of us, he didn't have to work too hard on that. But the reality is that Jesus loves us that much that no matter what Adam brings and the consequences of all of that, we'll never be defeated. And as much as you and I remain in Jesus, who is the resurrection, who is the life. What Jesus brings us, my dear friends, is something so much more beautiful than all the empty promises of the evil one. And praise God. Listen to this from Julian of Norwich. She said, and Jeremiah would agree with this, these words, you will not be overcome, were said very insistently and strongly by Jesus. He did not say you will not be assailed, you will not be belabored, you will not be disquieted, you will not face tribulations, but he did say you will not be overcome. And that's one thing that Jesus brings us, is victory. Victory over even death. Victory over all of the junk in our life. Did you know that the grace of God that Jesus brings is so much better than anything that Adam brought? And his grace is stronger and bigger than any tribulation we will ever face. His grace is greater than anybody who's out to get us. His grace is bigger than our problems and than our failures and our sins, even our sins. His grace is bigger than that. And so when we think about what Adam brought and what Jesus brings, we realize that the good Lord Jesus brought us a lot more. And let's focus, my dear friends, on that. Because the last thing that we need to become is negative Nancys who are worried about everything in this world. We do our part to bring about life, light, and grace. And we give the rest to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.